Laura Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music. Mountain music is often passed down in families, and many of today's outstanding old-time and bluegrass musicians are carrying on long-standing family traditions. One such artist is multi-instrumentalist and flatfoot dancer Marsha Bowman Todd. A musician all her life, Marsha is one of the leading lights of the legendary musical community of Mount Airy, North Carolina. Marsha grew up playing in her family's band, the Slate Mountain Ramblers. When she was 4 years old, she started playing a cello, like a miniature string bass. And throughout her childhood, she learned more and more of the instruments that make up a typical mountain string band.
The Slate Mountain Ramblers!
Since the age of 14, she's been the banjo player for the Slate Mountain Ramblers. Marsha is a force to be reckoned with in contests at music festivals and fiddlers conventions. She took home her first contest ribbon when she was still a toddler. Renowned for her flatfoot dancing, she has placed first in the dance competition of just about every mountain music convention in this part of the Blue Ridge.
17, Marsha Todd from Mount Airy, number 17.
When not playing with the Slate Mountain Ramblers or competing at festivals, Marsha teaches in the Junior Appalachian Musicians Program as well as the Traditional Arts Program for students, and she is the Traditional Arts Coordinator for the Surrey Arts Council in Mount Airy. Just as she was nurtured in the heart of a mountain music community when she was growing up, Marsha Bowman Todd is dedicated to bringing new generations of old-time and bluegrass musicians into the fold. There's more information at BlueRidgeMusicNC.com.
Down the road till you come to the turn, a rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down.
Down the Road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.